I'm Ross Reynolds. The toll to take that Highway 99 tunnel under downtown Seattle when it gets finished could be as low as a dollar. A state advisory committee is hoping that that proposal will strike a balance between tolling revenues and potential traffic diversion. This morning, I spoke to the co-chair of the Advisory Committee on Tolling and Traffic Management, Maude Dodon. Her day job is president and CEO of the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. I asked Dodon why the proposed toll price went from $3 during peak hours when these first proposals came out down to $1.
Well, what we discovered with the higher tolls is that it created a whole lot more diversion onto city streets. So in the early scenarios that were run, you know, a year ago, we noticed that problem and decided we need to take a different approach.
Now, under this plan, if you're charging less for the toll, are you going to raise enough money to pay for this?
Interestingly enough, because you're tolling more frequently, in the earlier plans, we didn't have much tolling going on weekends or non-peak hours, you actually do a little bit better financially than if you tried to have high tolls and peak times.
Interesting. So you're tolling more often, but because so many more people get caught up paying the lower toll, it equals the same amount of money.
Well, you're getting closer to the sweet spot of raising enough money. You know, we could always use more because there's lots of need, but raising enough money, but not creating havoc on city streets. And that is our goal. We need to raise sufficient revenues to meet our obligations, but not do so by, you know, slowing up the entire system.
Am I always going to get hit by a toll if I'm driving to the airport, like even at 4 in the morning?
Yeah, you'd pay a buck under this scheme. Yeah, you would if you chose to take the tunnel. But, you know, at 4 in the morning, you might choose an alternate route.
I understand this is the 7th different tolling price proposal out there. Will this one be the charm?
I think we're getting a whole lot closer. You know, there's a long time gap between our report going to the legislature and what the State Transportation Commission ultimately decides to do, and also before we actually have the viaduct up and running. And so there'll be closer in analysis of this, but I think we're getting to a good solution here that may work.
And you are an advisory committee, which kind of says that you don't have the final say in this. Any sense of how what your advice will be followed or not?
I really don't have any sense of that, to be honest. I think we'll give it our best shot, and we've got such a good, diverse group of people around the table. I hope that they'll listen. It was great yesterday. We had one of the Transportation Commission members actually in the audience, so we really appreciated that. I think we will do whatever we can to communicate why it is that we came up with this and hope that our rationale holds strong.
Well, there's no giant rush. It's a few years before it's scheduled to open, and at the rate BERT is going, it might be even a little bit longer than that. But when do you anticipate we'll have a final word on what the tolls will be?
I think that for various reasons, not the least of which is finishing up the capital side of the tunnel. They, you know, we have been striving to meet our $200 million commitment from the tolls to support the project. I think because of that and because of the requirement to probably, you know, turn that into some sort of a bonding mechanism, the decision will need to be made reasonably soon, I'd say within the next 6 months to a year, by the Transportation Commission about whether this is the kind of scheme that they think makes sense and roughly where they might begin, so that modeling can all move forward and bonds could be issued.
So you got to have those numbers in there so the people who might buy the bonds will have some sense of how they get paid back.
Precisely. It may not be a toll-backed revenue bond, but it may be some form of state obligation that will require a good analysis of what the tolls will look like.
That's Maude Dodon. She's co-chair of the Advisory Committee on Tolling and Traffic Management. They recommended you'd be able to take that tunnel under downtown Seattle for a buck. This is The Record.